It's a gorgeous Friday evening here at Salem Memorial Ballpark for some single-A baseball. The Columbia Fireflies are in town to take on the Salem Red Sox for game number 4 of this 6-game series. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you all night long. Thanks so much for tuning in, whether you're on MILB TV or you're tuned into our audio stream. We appreciate your support all year long. And what do we have ourselves? What is shaping up to be a really nice series. The Red Sox have a 2-1 lead. They got a big win last night, 4-1, the final score over Columbia in a game that just felt dominated by Salem. They fell in game number 2, but they opened the series with a 6-5 win. The Red Sox won it in walk-off fashion. Matter of fact, it was a walk-off walk to win it at the end of the ball game, worked by Luis Ravello. And speaking of Luis Ravello, he's been the hot one so far this series for Salem. Had a home run in game number 2. It was the first home run this season at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and he was good again last night as well with an RBI single in the 8th that really came up clutch for the Red Sox to seal the deal. Well, we got ourselves just about 2 minutes or so before first pitch as both teams get ready to go. So let's take a look at our pitching matchup this evening. First, Jackson Paez standing on the hill for the Salem Red Sox this evening. He'll match up against Shane Panzini on the other side for the Columbia Fireflies. Columbia comes in at 18-12 on the year. Salem on the other side just one game south of 500 at 14-15. The Red Sox 3.5 games back. Columbia atop the South in the Carolina League. And here we go, ready for baseball. Gene Ramirez, the lefty, steps on in. Righty and lefty matchup. First pitch. This is just outside on a fastball at 90 mile an hour. 7:05, your first pitch this evening. We are right on time on a beautiful night for baseball at Salem Memorial. As the 1-0 misses and is poked away down the left field line. Foul. Should even at a ball and a strike. Gene Ramirez did not appear in game 1 of this series. Has played the last 2 nights. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with that off speed. Ramirez way out in front of that one. Count now 1-2. He's batting .326 on the year. Does have a home run with 6 RBIs. One of the more impressive bats on this Fireflies roster. They missed him in game 1. Red Sox won it 6-5, the final. Swings and misses at the 1-2. Got him with the changeup again. And that's the first out. Great way to start if you're Jedickson Paez with a swinging strikeout. Speaking of Jedickson Paez, let's go ahead and look at what he's done so far this season. 0-1 on the year. Struggling a little bit, to put it bluntly. 7.88 on the ERA. He's pitched just 8 innings. He does have 8 strikeouts to 3 walks, but his last outing, strugglesome to say the least. Ended up with the loss. This was at Lynchburg back on the 20th as we get a rocket out in a right field. Right underneath it is Juan Chacon to make the catch, 2 away. Rodriguez flies out on the first pitch he sees. And again, Jedickson Paez on the 20th against Lynchburg went 4 innings, gave up 10 hits, 9 runs, 6 of them were earned, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts, and did give up a home run. Having a strong start here, though, 2 quick outs in just 4 pitches. Daniel Vasquez looks in, a fastball inside, count now 1-0. 298 on the year for the shortstop Vasquez, 19 RBIs. Leads the team. 1-0 on the way. Check swing. Misses just inside on a breaking ball at 78. 2-0. Last night, Vasquez didn't have his best stuff. Went 0-4. 2 flyouts and a pair of groundouts. The 2-0. Swing and, ooh, he chops this one right back into himself. 2-1. Adds a little bit more pepper when it's a fastball as well, as he just chopped that one right back into his own leg. Where's that shin guard, though, on the inside? So maybe he does that quite often. Paez, the wind, the pitch. 2-1, misses below the knees. 90 miles an hour on the fastball. It's 3-1. And again, not the fastest stuff out of Jedickson Paez. He'll top out on that fastball around 91, 92. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Got him to miss it, that changeup at 84, and it's 3-2. Also goes with the curveball. And then, again, that changeup ranging from about 80 to 84. Really his best pitch. Payoff pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him with that changeup. Two strikeouts to start the inning for Jedickson Paez. Also a flyout. He sits him down 1-2-3. Two up, Cutter Coffee, Roman Anthony, and Alan Castro at the top of the order. Scoreless through a half inning of play. Bottom of one after this from Salem. Scoreless through a half inning of play here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater with you all night long. It's the Fireflies in town from Columbia, South Carolina to take on the Salem Red Sox. 2-1, the series lead for Salem. And again, scoreless going to the bottom of one. The first pitch to Cutter Coffey finds the inside corner on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. It is 0-1. Shane Panzini on the hill for the Fireflies. He kicks and deals the 0-1 pitch as it's fouled back to the backstop, and it is 0-2. Tonight, the Fireflies going with the same uniforms they've worn all series. Navy blue jerseys, navy blue caps, neon numbers and letters, and the gray pants. On the other side, Salem all white tonight. The 0-2. Swing and a ground ball dribbled towards right. Rodriguez comes on from second, throws to first in time. And there's one away. Cutter Coffey sat down on a 4-3 putout, sets up Roman Anthony playing out in center field. Back in the lineup tonight, did not play yesterday. Played into 3-2 Columbia win in game number two of the series, did have a hit. And played in the series opener where he had a pair of hits. Looks in ball number one to the outside at 87, and it is 1-0. Shane Panzini, 1-1 on the year with a 2.92 ERA. 1-0 misses high. 2-0. 2.92 on his ERA. He started five games. 24 and two-thirds innings pitched with 23 strikeouts. The 2-0 offering. Misses high again on another fastball, and it's 3-0 to Roman Anthony. This is a guy in Anthony that just gets on base. Even when he's struggling in the hit department, knows how to work the walks. 3-0, misses inside, four-pitch walk. Went with another fastball, tried to relocate it, wasn't there. Roman Anthony's aboard on a four-pitch walk. And there's a runner on first with one out for the Red Sox. Here's Alan Castro, lefty left fielder. Hasn't missed a game yet this series. Went 0-for-4 yesterday with a pair of strikeouts and a pair of flyouts. Worked two walks in the 3-2 loss in game two as we get an early check over to first. In safely is Roman Anthony. Panzini glancing back behind his back, righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch to Castro, and it's a fastball missile down in there at 91. Inside corner, just touching it for strike number one. Check over to first. Anthony is gotten out. Wow. Picked off is Anthony. Too comfortable over there at first. And we're going to see this all night, folks. You're looking at two of the best base-stealing teams in the Carolina League. In first, it is Delmarva. In second, the Columbia Fireflies. In third, the Salem Red Sox. 0-1 to Castro. Now two outs with nobody on. And it's a 87-mile-an-hour slider that hooks back into the zone. And the count now 0-2. Just like that, two down. Here's the 0-2. This one gets through the legs of Salon. A wild pitch, 1-2. Castro again, two walks, advanced on an error and a pop out in the 3-2 loss. And then in game one, had a huge RBI single in the seventh. Gave Salem a 5-4 lead at the time. 1-2, check swing below the knees. On a curve ball, 2-2. That RBI single gave him the 5-4 lead. Columbia ended up tying it, then Salem walked it off 6-5. Swing and a rifle down the right field line. This one grabbed by Squires. It's an underhand pitch right back to the pitcher, Panzini. And there's three down. 1-2-3 go the Red Sox in an unconventional way. There was a walk, and then Anthony was picked off over at first. The 3-1 ground out sits down Alan Castro. Still scoreless. Top of the second after this from Salem. Top of the second in a scoreless ball game here high above Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Giovanni Heater with you on a beautiful night for baseball. Sun is shining, a little bit of an overcast sky. Muggy, 75 degrees is the first pitch. Misses outside to Brett Squires, the former Oklahoma Sooner, and it's 1-0. Still Jedickson Paez maintaining the mound, the 1-0. Right back into the zone, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Paez sat him down 1-2-3 back in the first with two strikeouts. Here's the 1-1. This is low below the knees and away at 84 on the off speed. 2-1 now the count. Squires batting 289 on the year, 12 RBIs on the season. He's been strong. DH'd yesterday. Typically plays over at first. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Got him way out in front of that curveball. Evens us up at 2-2. Yesterday was fantastic. Had a pair of doubles, a stolen bag, ended up scoring. 2-for-3 with a walk. Couldn't ask for better production out of Brett Squires. He was the bright spot for Columbia a day ago. 2-2. Misses just outside on a curveball once again. And count now full, 3-2. Nobody on, nobody out. Scoreless here in the top of the second on Pirate Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. The 3-2. Swing and a poker down the left field line. Scooped up by Liendo. Throw to first is in time. Looked like momentarily James got pulled off the back, so he applied the tag just in case. I think his foot stayed on enough anyways. Regardless, there's one away. 5-3 on the putout. Sits down Brett Squires. No Boomer Sooner in his first at-bat. Sets the table for the catcher, Dion Misalon. He has also participated in every game this series, but the first one. First pitch to Salon. Misses inside on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 1-0 as Salon just extends his arms up underneath that pitch. Infield playing in on the left side, the pull side of the righty Salon, the 1-0. Misses low and away. Another fastball. It's now 2 balls, no strikes. One down, nobody on. Scoreless in the top of 2. Salon catching tonight. He has caught every time that he has appeared in the series. 2-0 rocketed into left, but it's foul. Might have had home run distance. I believe it did. So a very, very loud strike one, and it's 2 balls and a strike. Calling time here is Salone taking one of his disengagements. Now digs right back on in. Really good crowd tonight. Maybe one of our best of the year so far. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Got him way out in front of the changeup. Two away. Strikeout number 3 for Jedickson Paez tonight. Here's Levi Usher, the center fielder. Former Louisville Cardinal. Played in game 1 of the series against Salem. Has not appeared since. Now making his return in game number 4. Played out in right field. Now playing center field tonight. Swings and misses at the first offering on an off speed at 83, and it's 0-1. Usher walked twice, but went 0-3 besides that in the first game of this series. Did end up scoring in the first inning. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball misses inside. Count now evened up at a ball and a strike. Spent last season with my broadcast partner Tyler Katz's summer team, the Waterloo Bucks, the 1-1. Waved on and missed. Went with the changeup again. It's 1-2. Waterloo Bucks of the Northwoods League out in the Midwest. 1-2 pitch. This is low and in towards the ankles at 80 miles an hour. And the count now evened up at 2-2. It is time. He was a Gold Glove winner at Louisville. Here's the 2-2. Misses outside. Makes the count now full. Out of Fairfax, Iowa. 2022 ABCA and Rawlings Gold Glove winner. 2022 All-NCAA Louisville Regional Team in the tournament. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Put that changeup outside. Usher was chasing after it. Strikeout number 4 early on through 2 for Jedickson Paez. Still scoreless. Bottom of the second after this from Salem. Bottom of the second here on Pirate Night at Salem Memorial Ballpark. A beautiful evening for baseball, and we got one of our best crowds of the year. It's also Firework Friday. Pirate costumes in full effect this evening. It's Luis Ravello, the big bat, ready to get us going here in the bottom of two. Scoreless in Salem between the Fireflies and the Red Sox. Ravello looks in, ball one upstairs. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a foul ball into the seats in left, in on the hands. Hit it the other way. Evened up at a ball and a strike. 267 on the year for Ravello. Three home runs with 18 RBIs. None bigger than a couple nights ago in the series. 1-1 misses below the knees, skips up in the dirt away from Salon. 2-1. Last night, Luis Ravello had an RBI single in the eighth to add some insurance, also advanced on an error. 1-for-4 altogether as the 2-1 misses high on a fastball. The first fastball delivery from Shane Panzini in the at-bat. Panzini, fourth-round draft pick, number 108 overall, is the 3-1 misses inside, 90 miles an hour on the fastball. It's a five-pitch walk worked by Luis Ravello. Lead-off walk for the Red Sox. Here's Juan Chacon, right fielder. Talk about a guy that's been hot in the series as well. How about a hit in every single game? Two-hit night last night in the 4-1 win for the Red Sox. Two-hit night the night before with a single and a double. How about a two-hit night before that? A single in the second and the fourth in the 6-5 win. Multi-hit games all series long. Check over to first as Ravello's in there safely before we see a pitch to Chacon. Two of the top base-stealing teams in the league. Another check over to first. It gets away. Ravello's going to take off for second. Still a fight for it in the corner. Finally picked up by Holly. Ravello sliding into third. The throw doesn't even go to third. It's cut off by Panzini. How about that? Well, it's one of those risks that you take when you try and get those throwouts. Fireflies have to pay for it as Luis Ravello advances on the failed pickoff attempt. All of a sudden, the leading runner just 90 feet away, setting the table for Juan Chacon. Finally, the first pitch. Swing and a miss. He went all the way down to his knees to golf at that one in the dirt. Like he tried to grab it with a sand wedge. It's 0-1 on the off speed. Infield playing completely in all the way with their toes on the infield grass. Runner on third. Nobody out. The 0-1. Way inside. Gets away from Salone, but it poked up the left field line, so no opportunity for Ravello to make a run for home plate. He intelligently stays over there at first. There's third, rather. Excuse me. A ball and a strike for Juan Chacon. Multi-hit games, every game this series. The 1-1, this one hit, and it's lined to Rodriguez, who grabs it before it gets to the ground towards his ankles. One away. So a soft liner in the infield gets Chacon out as he wishes he had that one back. And that one had some curve to it, too. It had some spin and moved throughout the air, but right there and ready was Rodriguez. One away. Runner on third. Lionel James, the first baseman, digging in. The first pitch. Misses high and in. 93 on the fastball. Fastest one we've seen out of Panzini tonight. Played at Red Bank Catholic in New Jersey. Did Panzini. Kicks and deals. Misses inside once again. This time on a curveball. It's 2-0. Balls, no strikes, the pitch. Swing and a ripper. This one off the glove of Vasquez at short, and it's into the outfield grass. Luis Ravello makes a slow trot, touches home plate. It'll score a run for the Red Sox, and Salem takes a 1-0 lead off of what will in all likelihood be an RBI single for Lionel James. We'll see how they score it. It was a well-hit ball tipped off the glove of Vasquez, and they do give Salem a hit. RBI single for Lionel James puts the Sox on the board. from Liendo, typically in the nine hole, playing in the seven hole tonight. Looks in strike number one, 91 on the fastball over the heart of the plate. This is actually the highest in the batting order we have seen him as we get a pick off over at first. Lionel James picked off. I mean, they are picking off pretty much every at-bat as Liam Carroll comes out having a conversation here with Corey Gerber, the fielding umpire. Behind home plate, Brandon Schmidt this evening. They've done the entire series, and they're just flipping each night. As James makes the long trot back to the dugout after being picked off at first. And tough way to get your second out. Second time a Red Sox has been picked off tonight. Back in the first, it was Roman Anthony. Conversation still taking place between Liam Carroll and Corey Gerber. Well, it's a good time to tell you more about Mr. Panzini on the hill. In his last outing, back on May 6th, it was against Myrtle Beach. The Pelicans were in town in Columbia, South Carolina. Had a 2.92 ERA on the game. Got the start, went six whole innings, gave up five hits, a run. It was earned, and it was a home run. But he did strike out five and didn't walk anybody. So not a bad outing, all things considered, as the 0-1 is fouled back to the netting, makes it 0-2 for Abram Liendo. Just like that, Salem down to their final strike at the bottom of the second. The pitch. Swing and a line drive up the middle. This will be down for a two-out base hit. Liendo pumping the brakes at first. Rounds back to the bag. And with two away, back-to-back base hits for the Red Sox. Here's Anderso Lira. Got the call up after Ronald Rosario was sent up to Greenville to play for the drive in high A. Pick off over to first, and it dribbles off the leg of Abram Liendo, not even scooped up by Squires. Obviously, he's in there safely. That hit him as he's kind of rubbing his leg here. And that pickoff attempt went right to his thigh. On deck, the nine-hole Carson Simas, but first in Derso Lira, playing just his second game. The Salem Red Sox. First pitch. Missing way high. 91 on the gun. It's 1-0. Lira hitless in Salem at the single A level. Runner goes 1-0. Throw down to second. It is not there. Safe on a stolen bag is Abram Liendo. Pitch did find the strike zone on a curveball at 79, and the count evened up at a ball and a strike. Lira out of San Felipe, Venezuela, waves and misses at that changeup, and it's 1-2. Just four at-bats so far this year. Swings at a lot. That's kind of an early diagnosis. The young buck. Here's the 1-2. Skips way up in the dirt. Blocked by Salon. Nobody moves as Liendo stays at second. Two down. Runner on second. And now with a runner in scoring position. A big spot here for Lira. Looking at a 2-2 count. Last season played in the Florida Complex League. He was in the Dominican Summer League in 2021. 2-2 on the way. Swing and a rifle. Gets through down the left field line for a base hit. Here comes Liendo to score. Heading for second is Lira, and he's there. A two-out RBI double. Standing up for Anderso Lira. Welcome to single A, young fella. His first hit with the Salem Red Sox. Comes in a big spot to put the Sox up 2-0. You knew it was a matter of time before he found one. 0-for-4 up to that point. And he makes it happen as we get a mound visit here. Just pitching coach. John Habian out there to have a conversation with Shane Panzini, not necessarily having the start he was looking for. Man, that thing was just ripped down the left field line and ended up getting through past Florentino over at third, just all the way down the line, fair by about a foot. Conversation concludes, runner on second, still two outs. Bit of a rally here for the Sox. They score a run with two away. That's three hits in a row for Salem. Two singles and now an RBI double. Plane flying right over Salem Memorial Ballpark, heading in to Roanoke Regional Airport. First pitch to Carson Seamus is a hook and curveball that snaps down into the zone. And the count now 0-1. Infield playing out with a runner on second. Here's the 0-1. Misses below the knees on another curveball, and it's 1-1. Rodriguez at second, sort of holding Lira on. Lira with not that big of a lead. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a fly ball center field. Coming on is Levi Usher. He makes the call off, sending Holly away, and he makes the catch for out number three, but the damage is done. Red Sox put up a two spot in the bottom of the second. They do so on a total of three consecutive hits. One error, one left on base. 2-0 Sox, top of the third after this from Salem. The Red Sox took a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the second. We go to the top of the third here from Salem. 7-8-9 due up for the Fireflies as the first pitch misses inside. It's 1-0 for Brendan McNair, the designated hitter. Adding in the 7-hole so far tonight. Jedickson Paez kicks and deals the 1-0. And it paints the inside corner at 90 on the fastball. Evened up at 1-1. McNair yesterday played over at third, went 0-for-3 with a hit by pitch. Another one misses inside, and the count now 2-1, spinning him off the plate on the slider. Calling time here is McNair using one of his disengagements. Back in the 3-2 win for the Fireflies. Ended up with a huge double in the ninth. 2-1. Swung on, chopped, sky high grab by Liendo. Throw to first is not in time. It pulled James off the bag and he couldn't apply the tag. Ooh. On a one hopper, Liendo jumped all the way up to grab it. Would have been a beautiful play. Instead, McNair is aboard with what is credited as a base hit. And I'd have to agree because it was a tough play. Boy, we were moments away from a highlight. Instead, there's a runner on first with nobody out. Here's David Holly, the right fielder. Appearing in the series for the just second time. He played in game one, has not played the last two nights. walked and was hit by a pitch. Ended up going 0-for-3 with that walk. First pitch, breaking ball finds the zone, and the count now 0-1 up by the letters. 188 on the year with four home runs, so some real big pop off the bat for Holly. Paez. Throw down to first. And it gets away. Lionel James dropped it. Coming in, Seamus slides away from second and just slips in his footing. And getting to second base is Brennan McNair on an error. Not the way you wanted to give up second base if you're the Red Sox. 0-1 to Holly. This is low and in, and the count now evened up at a ball and a strike. David Holly, 11 hits so far this season in 45 at-bats, does have 13 RBIs, the 1-1. Swung on, rifled down the left field line, foul. On base percentage, though, of .382, so he's getting on base, even if he's not picking up the hits, because he's hitting below the Mendoza line. In the last series against Myrtle Beach, just one hit, amassing over the four games that he appeared in. 1-for-15 against the Pelicans, 1-2. Swing and a dribbler, scooped up by Paez. He bobbles it, grabs it with his other hand, throws to first in time. One down, it moves the runner, McNair, over to third. So, 1-3 put out, sits down David Holly. Here's the nine-hole hitter, Omar Florentino. He appears for his first time this series. Florentino out of San Juan de la Maguana in the Dominican Republic as the first pitch waved on and missed. It's 0-1. In 35 at-bats, just four hits, adding .114. Struggling to say the least. Runner on third, one down, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with the off-speed, 0-2. Florentino has not played since May 6th in that Myrtle Beach series. He appeared in three games in that series, had one hit, and just six at-bats. The 0-2. Breaking ball misses just high. 1-2. Has yet to have a multi-hit game this entire season. Waves and misses on the 1-2. Got him with the off-speed again. Fifth strikeout of the night for Jedixon Paez. Two away. Back to the top of the order we go. Gene Ramirez digs on in. He struck out his first time up. Huge bat, though. .323. Plays almost every single game. Did not play in the first game of the series. First pitch. Breaking ball finds the zone on the outer corner, 0-1. Curveball just dropped on in outside, able to pluck that outside corner. Righty on lefty matchup, runner on third, two away, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. This time with the changeup inside, locating it everywhere. Outside, inside, and it's 0-2. Two-hit game yesterday for Ramirez. A hit on the 10th. A three-hit game against Myrtle Beach back on the 6th. 0-2, missing low. 1-2. Had a four-hit game back on May 2nd against Myrtle Beach. Three multi-hit games in that series against the Pelicans. He has been red hot. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him to whiff at the curveball. Strikeout number 6 for Jedixon Paez. Strains a runner over at third. 2-0 Red Sox, bottom of three. After this from Salem. Pirate night here at the ballpark on a beautiful evening for baseball. In the Roanoke Valley, Giovanni Eder with you. Season long right here on MILB TV or on MILB.com. 2-0 your score. Salem on top of Columbia, heading to the bottom of the third. Still in the ball game, Shane Panzini, the first pitch to the leadoff hitter. At the top of the order, Cutter Coffee misses inside on a fastball, and it's 1-0. 1-0 pitch, missing outside on a fastball, and the count now 2-0. Coffee hit into a 4-3 ground out to lead off the ball game back in the first. Up for the second time tonight. The 2-0. Breaking ball snaps down into the zone at 77. 2-1. Coffee batting 221 on the year. The 2-1 hit on the ground over to Vasquez softly at short. Throw to first in time. And there's one away. 6-3 ground out puts down Cutter Coffee. There's Roman Anthony, the center fielder. Walked in his first at-bat, but was picked off over at first. Too much of a lead. There's the shocking way to start the game. The first pitch misses below the knees on that slider, and it is 1-0. Anthony, one of the top prospects in the organization, hits one hard on the ground to Rodriguez at second, and the underhand toss to first is in time. Two away. Quick work here out of Panzini, who had to have a conversation with his pitching coach in the middle of the last inning after giving up what was two consecutive hits, then a third. John Habian came out and said, hey, let's talk things over. What's going on? Then they throw Panzini back out there, and he's making quick work. The first pitch finds the outside corner to Alan Castro, 0-1. Castro below the Mendoza line, 175. Looks in a ball below the knees, and the count now even up at a ball and a strike. He grounded out to first time around, the 1-1. Swing and a dribbler foul that stays right on top of home plate, 1-2. Alan Castro, 17 hits on the year, 14 RBIs, 352 on base percentage. The 1-2, chopped down the right field line, it'll go foul. Just 19 years old, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Two hits in the month of May so far. 0-for in his last two outings. 1-2, check swing, an appeal, they'll say he does not go. Down the right field line, Corey Gerber gives them the benefit of the doubt, and it evens us up at 2-2. Had a hit on May 9th, 2 days ago against Columbia. Hitless in the Fayetteville series besides the first game. Went 0-for-5 after that. Ball misses in the dirt, and the count now full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. 2 down, nobody on, infield playing out. Sun starting to go down in Salem, bottom of the third. The 3-2. Misses inside, dribs away from Salon, and it's a full count walk with 2 away for Alan Castro. Well, last time there were 2 away, Salem was able to do some damage. Ended up with back-to-back hits, and Abram Liendo scored on an Ender Solida RBI double. So it's never over till it's over. Sox up 2-0, largely in part because of that. Here's Luis Ravello. He got it going in that inning. First pitch misses. A throw over to first. In safely is Castro. Another throw over to first, and Castro is there. I've not seen this many pickoff attempts in a ball game yet this season. That's the 2 disengagements. Another try. He's safe. It gets away. He would have had second base anyways, though, on the disengagement. Pumps the brakes at second and heads on back. So Castro on second, and now the Sox really talking because there's a runner in scoring position here. Second time a pickoff attempt has gotten away, and again, after using 2 disengagements, if he didn't get him out there, it would have been a free bag for Castro anyways with that new rule. Down to 8 seconds on the pitch clock here for Panzini. Still no pitch to Ravello. Now the pitch. He waves and misses. Fastball blown right by him over the heart of the plate. Got a piece of the catcher in Salon as he takes off his mask and just takes his time here for a second. Umpire Brandon Schmidt behind home plate calling for some new balls from the staff of the Salem Red Sox dugout. To baseball we go. Runner on second. 2 away. 0-1 to Ravello. Swing and a fly ball shallow left. Going back is Florentino, and it will just get out of play into the stands. By about a foot, that ball went foul, and it makes it 0-2, but Ravello lives to fight another day. 2-1, the series lead for the Red Sox. It would be huge to take a 3-1 lead here in game 4 against a very, very quality opponent. 0-2. Swing and a poke up the middle. Through for a base hit. Castro rounding third. He will score. Luis Ravello with a 2-out RBI single, and the Red Sox are up 3-0. Timely hitting for the Sox has been the story. That's 2 runs with 2 outs for Salem here in this ballgame. And Ravello just continuing what he's done all series long. Ravello has registered a hit in every game but 1 so far this series. And now a mound visit, and it looks like this will be the day. Tony Pena heading on out. This is going to do it for Shane Panzini. Maybe not. We have not had. No, it will not do it. There was no call to the bullpen. You usually do not see the manager come out and have a conversation. But he does not pull the trigger. No call to the pen. Typically, a pitching coach will come out. Usually, when you see the manager, you think, hey, that's it. And he just never gave the signal. Gives Panzini a pat on the rear end, and back to baseball we go. Here's Juan Chacon. Multi-hit game every game so far this series. He has a pair of hits. The first pitch, check swing on a fastball missing high. It's 1-0. Ravello on first with an RBI single. 3-0 Red Sox. Bottom of the third. 2 outs. 1-0 to Chacon. Swings on this curveball, skies it way up into the air, foul territory in right, still just out of the infield. Squires makes the catch to end the inning. Red Sox get 1. They do so on that RBI single. 1 hit from Ravello. No errors. 1, left on base. 3-0, Red Sox on top as we head to the top of the fourth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on a beautiful night for baseball. New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox to start the top of the fourth. Luis De La Rosa comes in for Jedixon Paez, who had the start. De La Rosa out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic, a 20-year-old righty. The first pitch, pulling away on a bunt as it misses outside, is Lisandro Rodriguez, 1-0. 92 on that fastball, some heat. Out of De La Rosa, he kicks and deals the 1-0. It misses high and away again. Same pitch, same speed, same result. It's 2-0. Two balls, no strikes, the pitch. This one finds the heart of the plate at 93 on the gun. 2-1. Both players right here out of the Dominican Republic. Santiago for Lisandro Rodriguez as the 2-1 misses in the dirt. The count now 3-1. First off-speed offering so far from Luis De La Rosa. The 3-1 just misses outside. 92 on the fastball. 5-pitch walk for Lisandro Rodriguez to open up the top of the fourth. Here's Daniel Vasquez, the shortstop that struck out swinging in his first at-bat. De La Rosa comes in 1-2 on the year with a 3.0 ERA. 6 games, 2 starts. He's pitched 18 innings with 17 strikeouts. First pitch missing, and the count now 1-0. Last outing for Luis De La Rosa was back on May 5th against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers. He went four innings with a 3.0 ERA. Gave up 3 hits. 2 runs, one of them was earned, 4 walks, and did have 4 strikeouts. 1-0 misses, count now 2-0 after the off-speed to Vasquez. Runner on first, nobody out, 3-0 lead for the Red Sox. Pickoff over to first, gets away from Lionel James, taking off for second is Rodriguez. He'll round second as they're still scooping it up in the right field corner. Throw to third, not in time. In there safely is Rodriguez. That one almost got away, batted down by Liendo to avoid it scoring a run. How many times have we seen a pickoff attempt get away for both teams now? It feels like 3 or 4. Both so afraid of each other's ability to steal. Now the first run of the game for the Fireflies, just 90 feet away in Rodriguez. Rodriguez batting 295, just underneath 300 on the year. 2-0. Misses inside on a fastball, and it's 3-0. And early on here, Luis De La Rosa struggling to locate that strike zone a little bit. I wonder why Paez came out, because he was doing pretty good. The 3-0. The get-me-over strike is there on a fastball over the plate. It's 3-0. Jedickson Paez went 3 innings, gave up just 1 hit, had 6 strikeouts. Again, you wonder why he came out. 3-1. Misses outside on a fastball, and it's another 5-pitch walk. Runners on the corners. A little bit of trouble here for Luis De La Rosa and the Sox, and they're wasting no time. Comes pitching coach Jason Blanton as the entire infield converges. No action in the Salem Red Sox bullpen right now. So it is De La Rosa that will stay in here regardless. You'd like to think throughout the inning, because nobody's throwing. Don't have a view of the opposing dugout, but the little bit we can see, I don't see any movement in there either. Panzini on the other side, the one that you could say is maybe struggling a little bit. He's given up 4 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them earned, and he's walked 3 as well. His 3 innings. Paez must have been a pitch count thing, unless something happened where he tweaked something, but probably a pitch clock situation, but you wonder why with 6 strikeouts and only giving up 1 hit. Back to baseball we'll go. Here's Brett Squires, former Oklahoma Sooner. Batting 286. First pitch on the way. Skips up in the dirt, gets through the legs of Lira. Taking off is Vasquez for second. He's there. Dropped ball allows Vasquez to find second. Now there's 2 runners in scoring position with second and third occupied here. 3-0, Salem on top, but Colombian knocking on the door. 4 hits for the Red Sox to 1 hit for the Fireflies. Both teams with a pair of errors each early on here. We're in the top of the fourth. Staring down is De La Rosa, down to 2 seconds on the pitch clock. He finally winds and fires. This ball is lifted foul back behind home plate into the seats, and we're even at 1-1. Brett Squires earned honorable mention All Big 12 back in 2022, where he played in 42 games and made 33 starts at Oklahoma. Batted 275, 13 doubles, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, got him way out in front of that changeup, and it's 1-2. Had 6 home runs and 2 triples with 28 RBIs. Also had 2 stolen bags with Oklahoma. Slugging percentage of .542. Posted an on-base percentage of .358 with the Sooners. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a dribbler foul. Right back towards the dugout. And the Fireflies. We'll stay at 1-2. Before his time at Oklahoma, he spent 2 years at McLennan College. Batted .286 with a team-high 11 homers, along with 12 doubles his second year there. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him in front of the changeup again. First strikeout for Luis De La Rosa. As he kind of tries to work things out a little bit, finally locating, figuring it out a little bit after back-to-back walks on 5 pitches. He gets a strikeout here. 7th one is a staff for the Red Sox. 1st one, though, for De La Rosa. Here's Dionmi Salón. Righty-on-righty matchup. 1 down with 2 in scoring position. 1st pitch. Breaking ball snaps down into the zone at 81. It's 0-1. Dionmi Salón. 14 hits on 46 at-bats, .396, though, with his on-base percentage. Very dependable, batting just south of .300. 0-1. Misses high and in, pulling Salón right off the plate on a fastball, and it's 1-1. A Again, De La Rosa just struggling a little bit to locate. Salon hitless, though, in the series so far. The 1-1. Misses below the knees, blocked by Lira. 2-1. Has only appeared in two games, on the 9th and the 11th. Had the 10th off. Here we are in game four. We've played three already. Has not registered a hit. Coming off the heels, though, of ending that Myrtle Beach series with a two-hit game. Went 2-for-3. 2-1. Swung on, fouled back to the netting. 2-2. Had a four-hit game back on the third against Myrtle Beach. Went 4-for-4. Scored two runs with an RBI. Walked once as well. 4-for-4 with a walk. Doesn't get any better with that. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Fooled him with the changeup. Back-to-back strikeouts for Luis De La Rosa. 8 is a staff altogether for Salem. There's two away. After walking the first two batters on 5 pitches each, De La Rosa bouncing back following the mound visit. It's Levi Usher. First pitch to the former Louisville Cardinal. Misses outside on a changeup in the count now 1-0. Levi Usher struck out swinging in his first at-bat. All NCAA Louisville Regional team in 2022. A Rawlings Golden Glove winner. ACC All-Defensive Player of the Year. The 1-0 is poked on a check swing down the left field line. Foul, and it's 1-1. 2022 All-ACC second team. He played in 64 games, starting 63 of them in center field for the Cards. Finished 285 on the season with 15 doubles and 3 triples on top of 7 homers. The 1-1 misses high and in. 2-1. Just hasn't quite translated it to this level just yet. Batting below the Mendoza line at 180. 2 balls and a strike to Usher. Swing and a sky-high fly ball deep into right. Going back is Chacon on the track. He makes the catch. A cavernous ballpark enough to hold that one, and that ends the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts out of Luis De La Rosa, followed by the flyout to right field. Ends up stranding 2 Fireflies in scoring position. The Salem Red Sox still lead it 3-0, bottom of the fourth. After this, from Salem. Three to nothing Red Sox, bottom of the fourth on tap for you here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Still Shane Panzini manning the hill as Lionel James rocks the first pitch he sees out of center field, but Levi Usher is there to make the catch. One away just like that on a line out to center field by Lionel James. Well, here's Abram Liendo. Obviously, nobody on with one out. Four hits on the day for the Red Sox, just one for the Columbia Fireflies. First pitch to Liendo. Finds the plate. 89 on the fastball. A little bit taken off there by Panzini, and it's 0-1. Oh, one pitch lifted out into left. This one's got a chance down the left field line, and it's foul by about 5 feet or so. 0-2 for Abram Liendo. He had a big hit back in the second. It was the second in what was a three-hit rally. Two-out single got him aboard before he was hit home by Ender Solira on an RBI double. The 0-2 swung on this one. A line drive right to the glove of Vasquez at short. Two away. Well, back-to-back well-hit balls. They're just hit right to a defender, and there's two down setting up the catcher, Ender Solira. Last time around, as I just mentioned, an RBI double for Lira. Back in the second, the first pitch. Looked in on a called strike, breaking ball, slams the brakes and pumps down into the zone at 78. It's 0-1. Pitch. Swing. This one is a line drive up the middle, through for a base hit. Lira, a two-hit night. He's two for two, a double and a single. Halfway through the cycle. Here's Carson Seamus in the nine hole, and that's impressive for Lira. He was 0 for 4 as a Salem Red Sox going into tonight. Now with a multi-hit ball game. Seamus flew out to eighth to end the second. First pitch. Misses outside of the count 1-0. 3-0 the lead for the Red Sox. It's been all Salem early on tonight in the bottom of the fourth. One zero to Seamus. This is outside on a fastball. 2-0. Carson Seamus's dad, Bill Seamus, pitched for the White Sox for 6 years. Here's the 2-0. This is a whipping slider that curves back into the zone, and the count now 2-1. Was talking to Carson about, hey, how much does your dad help you out, you know, navigating this minor league baseball thing? Here's the 2-1. Misses below the knees, 3-1. And he was saying, well, actually his dad lets him and his brother as well, who plays at the single A level, as we get a check over to first, high A level, I should say, matter of fact. He said his dad just kind of lets them figure it out for themselves, doesn't really get in the way, doesn't want to. Let them be their own man and kind of navigate these waters. 3-1. Swing and a foul ball into the seats and right. That'll fill the count at 3-2. And it's an interesting approach. He said, you know, the times have changed so much since his dad did this whole thing, developed through the minors before pitching for 6 years in the big leagues. 3-2, runner goes. This is a line drive into right. This is up over the head of Rodriguez for a base hit. The throw to third gets away. Standing up is Lira. He doesn't have a chance to head home as it's off the wall with speed and scooped back up by Florentino. But it does allow Carson Seamus to get to second. Two runners in scoring position. Red Sox looking for another two-out rally. A base hit for Seamus and an advancement on an error, most likely. We'll see how they score it. Regardless, there's runners on second and third setting up Cutter Coffee back at the top of the order. 0-2 tonight is Coffee. One-time Texas commit. Chose to play big league ball instead. We got a pitch clock violation here against Shane Panzini. Panzini's seen two mound visits, one from his pitching coach, one from his head manager, the 1-0. Dips down into the zone on a breaking ball, and the count now 1-1. High curve ball, just kind of hung up there. Ball and a strike. 1-1. Swing and a fly ball foul. 1-2. Coffey just five RBIs, batting just .218 on the year. One, two, swing and a miss. Blew the high fastball right by him. And that will end the inning. Well, both teams strand runners at second and third in the fourth. 3-0, Red Sox lead it. Top of the fifth after this from Salem. Top of the fifth here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Beautiful night for baseball. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater with you. Brennan McNair, the designated hitter, ready to get us going. And the first pitch misses low below the knees. The count now 1-0, 91 on the fastball from Luis De La Rosa, entering now his second inning for the Red Sox. The 1-0. Check swing, finds the zone, painting that inside corner on another fastball. In the count now 1-1. The last inning around, De La Rosa was able to get himself out of an early jam as the 1-1 misses. The count now 2-1. Had two walks to lead it off. Ended up stranding runners at second and third. The 2-1 swung on, lifted sky high into the air, foul territory just out of the infield and right. Underneath it, Lionel James ranges back and makes the catch. Almost lost it up above the lights. Instead, there's one down. Here's David Holly, the right fielder, in the eight hole. He'll be followed up by Omar Florentino in the nine hole. Holly so far tonight grounded out back to the pitcher. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with the changeup. 0-1. Below the Mendoza line at 182 is Holly. Nine RBIs, four home runs this season. Infield playing in on the corners, the 0-1. Swing and a drive. This one hit on the ground to Rovello. He bobbles it over at short. Should have been routine. Instead, Holly is going to be aboard. We'll see how they score it, a hit or an error. My judgment would be an error, and it is. Yeah, it looked routine there for Rovello. It was a hard hit ball, but he had it, and he bobbled it twice. So a runner aboard with one down here. Nine-hole hitter at the bottom of the order, Omar Florentino. Check over to first. Sliding in just safely there is David Holly. Florentino today struck out swinging and ended the third. Large lead at first for Holly. The pitch. Finds the upper corner of the zone at 90, and it is 0-1. 111 batting average for Florentino. A really soft bottom of the order here for the Fireflies. 0-1, waved on and missed on a changeup. It's 0-2. Jedickson Paez started this ballgame for Salem, went three innings, gave up a hit and six strikeouts. was what was really impressive. Did not give up a run. It's 3-0 Red Sox. 0-2. Swing right back towards us in the broadcast booth. Hey, this lands about 10 feet to my left. Foul ball. It's still 0-2. That'll make you wake up and pay a little extra attention, though. Matter of fact, there's a dent on the back wall here in the press box. The 0-2. Breaking ball dips below the knees. 1-2. And the story behind it is that when Jason Benetti, legendary broadcaster, one of the best in the business right now, doing NFL and college football for Fox. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 3 for Luis De La Rosa. 2 away. Top of the order, Gene Ramirez heads in. Yep, college football and NFL with Fox, also the TV voice of the Chicago White Sox. Well, he was here in Salem in 06 and 07, back when they were the Salem Avalanche, affiliated with the Colorado Rockies. Runner goes, first pitch swinging, throw down to second is not in time. A leaping grab there by Luis Ravelo, sliding in safely on a stolen base, David Holley. Runner in scoring position now with 2 outs. The story is that the netting was a lot lower back then. You know how they changed the rules and made it safer for attendees. Foul ball comes screaming back in here, right over his shoulder, slams into the back wall. The 0-1 misses outside on a curveball, and the count now 1-1. Right over the shoulder of Jason Benetti, right into the back wall, and there's a huge dent right above the light switch on the back wall. And man, for a ball to get back there, it must have been coming in hot, especially with that dent. The 1-1 finds the zone, 92 miles an hour on the fastball, and the count now 1-2. So it's a funny story, and that was the story told to me by many. Obviously, I was not here. Jeez, in 07, I was 4 years old. The 1-2 skips up in the dirt, and the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes with 2 outs. And a runner on second. 2's across the board. 3-0, Red Sox on top. Top of the 5th in Salem. The lights on and the sun going down behind the mountains here in Southwest Virginia. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, got him looking. Snaps right down into the zone. Strikeout number 4 for Luis De La Rosa. 2 of them in the top of the 5th. 3-0, Red Sox stay on top. Bottom of 5 after this from Salem. Three to nothing the score. Salem on top of Columbia as we head to the bottom of the 5th on a beautiful night for baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater with you. Pirate night tonight at the ballpark. A lot of Pirates out in the crowd. Roman Anthony, two-hole hitter, ready to lead us off here in the bottom of 5. Looks in strike 1 to the outer corner on a fastball at 90, and it's 0-1. Shane Panzini, despite not having his best stuff tonight, still on the hill as this one is ripped down the right field line foul. and the count moves to 0-2. Panzini so far this evening, given up 6 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them were earned. Just has 1 strikeout. He's walked 3 batters in his 4 innings, but Fireflies electing to keep him out there. See if the Italian Stallion can get into a little bit of a groove here. He kicks and deals the 0-2. Just misses outside on a hot fastball at 91, and it's 1-2. You can hear that one clap off the mitt of Dionne Salon behind home plate. The 1-2 on the way. Swing and a chopper. Routine over to Squires at first, but he bobbles it. Underhand throw is there to Panzini, who ranged over from the pitching mound. And there's one away. Well, it got a little chaotic there for a moment as Squires ended up bobbling it, but he does get it over to the plate in time. Setting up Alan Castro, the left fielder, walked back in the third, ended up scoring on an RBI single from Luis Ravello. Grounded out in his first at-bat. Crushes the first pitch he sees to center field, going back towards the track, making the catch is Levi Usher out in center. Two down. Quick work here by Panzini with a one pitch out. Here's Luis Ravello. RBI single in the third. Walked back in the second. Ravello, the home run leader for the Red Sox this year with 3. First pitch. Skips up into the dirt. Actually ends up hitting Ravello after skipping in the dirt. Blocked by Salone. It's 1-0. Ball, no strikes, the pitch. This is inside 89, and it's 2-0. Oh, it's funny. I was talking to the visiting broadcaster from Columbia. Here's the 2-0. Misses high and in once more, 3-0. And he was talking about how... yesterday's pitcher, Frank Mazzucato, and today's pitcher, Shane Panzini, is the 3-0. Misses up high, and it's a four-pitch walk with 2 outs here for Luis Ravello. Second walk worked by Ravello tonight. Here's Juan Chacon. He's had 2 hits in every game so far this series through the first 3. He is 0-for-1 tonight. Looking to possibly pick that up. And both these guys go to their favorite spot, downtown Columbia, what they call 5 Point, as the first pitch is swung on, rifled into the seats, foul. Oppo side of the righty Juan Chacon, righty on righty matchup, it's 0-1. Enzo Delle Catasan is this Italian restaurant out in 5 Point, and I guess as the 0-1 pitch misses inside, count now 1-1. Panzini. And again, yesterday's starter, Mazzucato, who is number 2 in the organization as a prospect. Both those guys frequent it. They said, and they're both Jersey guys, this is some of the best Italian food. 1-1 skips up in the dirt, makes it 2-1. Best Italian food that they've ever had. And these are 2 Jersey guys talking about Italian food down in Columbia, South Carolina. I'm going to have to try it sometime if we make the trip to Columbia. Salem does play there later this season because you can't really find fantastic Italian food in this part of the country. I've learned, being from the north myself in New York. Runner on first, 2 down, the 2-1. Swing and a rifle down the right field line. It'll go foul. 2-2. Hometown of Panzini. Red Bank, New Jersey. That is that part of New Jersey that they call, some call, I should say, Central Jersey. There's a debate. Is it North and South, no Central, or does Central Jersey exist? A person from Central Jersey will tell you that Central Jersey does exist. 2-2, rifle down the ground, scooped up by Rodriguez at second. The throw is a little bit short of Squires, but he picks it off the ground to end the inning over at first. Well, they make things interesting by putting a runner at first with 2 outs, but instead they're sat down in 4. No runs, no hits, no errors. 1 left on base, top of the 6th. After this, it's a 3-0 lead for the Red Sox. Top of the sixth in Salem. It's a 3-0 lead for the Red Sox. On top of the Columbia Fireflies, looking for what would be their third win of the series to take a 3-1 lead. Still plenty of baseball left to be played. Luis De La Rosa maintaining the mound, and now his third inning of work for the Red Sox as the first pitch misses inside to Lisandro Rodriguez, and it's 1-0. Infield playing in down the left field line, the oppo side, as the 1-0 misses below the knees on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, makes it 2-0. Four strikeouts for Luis De La Rosa. How's 10 as a staff sound? 2-0. This one finds the heart of the plate, 91 on the fastball, and it's two balls and a strike. Salem's been playing what feels like their best baseball of the year in this series. Here's the 2-1. Misses low, and the count now 3-1. And, you know, you wonder, maybe it just took a little bit of time to get into a groove. Red Sox came into the series 3.5 games back. That's where they sit now, 3-1. Chopped foul down the right field line, and will go full. Came in 3.5 games back. Yes, they sit there now, but they lead a very, very, very good team at 2-1. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Tipped off the glove of Lira, and they'll say it was a foul tip. Just getting a piece of that was Rodriguez, and he stays alive at a full count. Felt like things got a little bit hairy. Salem didn't have their best stuff against Fayetteville. Had a tough outing on the road against Delmarva. It was the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him this time. Strikeout number 5. Hit him with the changeup. 11 is a staff. 5 for Luis De La Rosa. And that's how he'll begin his third inning of work in the top of the sixth. Sets up Daniel Vasquez, who struck out and walked so far today. He did steal a bag. The shortstop righty. Righty on righty matchup. The first pitch. Check swing, finds the zone anyways, painting the outside corner at 91 on the fastball. It's 0-1. The interesting thing, too, is the 0-1 comes on in. Wave and a miss. Got him with that changeup. He's only going to throw 3 pitches for the most part, mostly 2. He'll go to the curveball a little bit, but he's got fastball, changeup, and he's killing him with that changeup. 0-2. Way outside, 83 on that changeup, and it's 1-2. The interesting thing is, well, what has been the struggle of Salem? Yeah, it's been pitching, but hitting hasn't been great. Well, what is the best asset of the Fireflies? It's their pitching. Another strikeout. Got him to miss on the 1-2. Another changeup. Strikeout number 6 for Luis De La Rosa. Brett Squires, the former Oklahoma Sooner, digging in. You go down the line, there's some of the best pitchers in the league on this Fireflies roster. But instead, it's Jose Ramirez with the best ERA in the Carolina League. Oh, he might have hit Squires. He did. Hit him right on the ankle on the first pitch. It was an off-speed inside. Squires is not happy about it. With 2 outs, there's a runner on first on the hit-by-pitch. Well, here's Deonvi Salon, the catcher. Back-to-back strikeouts for Salon tonight. To dig out of that. Hitless in the series, but other than that, 292 on the year just goes to show you how strong he was coming into this series. He's played 2 games out of the 3 and has not registered a hit, still batting just south of 300. But you look at some of the other names. Frank Mazzucato, top of the league in innings pitched. First pitch. Swung on, fouled back into the crowd towards the concession stands. Instead, it doinks off the press box window and goes down into the hands of a young man. 0-1. An eventful 0-1, I should say. But batting average against, Jose Ramirez leads it at 154. He's a Red Sox. Below him, though, at number 2, Frank Mazzucato. Columbia at 158. So what are and going into yesterday, he was number 1. So you got some of the best pitching in the league coming from Columbia. Here's the 1-1. Misses inside as putting his hands up over his head is Salon. 2-1. somehow Salem finding ways, playing their best baseball of the year here in this series. 2-1 on the way. Check swing, it misses way outside. 82-mile-an-hour changeup. 3-1. Runner on first. Two down. 3-0. Red Sox on top. Out hitting Columbia right now. 6-1. 3-1 pitch. Misses inside. 5-pitch walk. Runners on first and second. After back-to-back strikeouts from Luis De La Rosa, all of a sudden, things getting a little bit more interesting. Here's Levi Usher. Only has played in one game out of the three in this series. It was the first. Didn't do anything outstanding. Was actually the leadoff hitter in game one. And moved all the way down to the six hole tonight. First pitch finds the zone, 90 on the radar gun. It's 0-1. So dominant in college, though. And the interesting thing, too, very familiar with the top prospect of the organization, a former ACC foe as he rifles one down the right field line. Lionel James scoops it up, steps on the first base bag in time for out number three. Well, he got Harry with a hit-by-pitch and a walk, but with two strikeouts and a ground out, Luis De La Rosa sits him down in five. Red Sox still lead it 3-0, heading to the bottom of the sixth here in Salem. Bottom of the sixth here in Salem, Lionel James ready to get us going as the first pitch misses high and away on a fastball at 95 to Lionel James, and the count now 1-0. 3-0, the Red Sox on top of the Columbia Fireflies. New pitcher on the hill, Mac Anglin, the new arm throwing high heat already. First pitch, the 1-0. Chopped on the ground, coming on Vasquez from short on a three-hopper. Throws to first in time, and there's one away. 6-3 put out, sits down Lionel James. Abram Liendo stepping on in for the Red Sox. Liendo, typically not a hot wand, ended up with a huge hit in the second. Also stole a base and scored after an Ender Solira RBI double. Righty on lefty, the first pitch. This is high and away. 94 on the fastball as it slaps the leather of Salon, and it's 1-0. Mac Anglin, 6-4, 220. 1-0 misses again on a fastball outside, and the count now 2-0. Out of Columbus, Ohio, played his college ball at Clemson. former Tiger. 2-0. Finds the zone this time. Inside corner. 2-1. Going with that fastball again. Two balls, one strike, one down, nobody on the pitch. This is high. 3-1. 94 on the fastball for the now fourth pitch in a row. It was a two-time All-ACC academic selection. Two-time ACC academic honor roll, too. A smart kid. The 3-1 fouled right back into the netting, and the count worked full. Drafted in the seventh round, 205 overall by the Kansas City Royals, and signed in July. He was a third-team All-ACC selection in 2022 and won the Stowe Award, given to the team's most valuable pitcher at Clemson. 3-2, hit on the ground. It's through in the gap and right for a base hit. Got right between Squires and Rodriguez at first and second, respectively, and Abrams aboard with a one-out single. Well, here's Ender Solera, the new buck catcher. Started with an RBI double, then a single after that, 2-for-2 on the night. Just his second game with the Red Sox, 0-for-4 heading into this at-bat. The first pitch misses way outside. It's a wild pitch that gets away from Solon. It's a free bag for Abram Liendo on a wild pitch. Runner in scoring position as Lira will look for his second RBI of the night in his young career in Salem. Six and six record for Anglin while he was at Clemson. Runner goes from second. Check swing. No throw down to third. Stolen back for Abram Liendo. Count now 1-1 as that pitch found the zone. Just on the outside corner. Fastball at 95. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a ripper up the middle. Through for a base hit. It'll score a run. Lira! 3-for-3 on the night with a pair of RBIs and his second single of the game. Have yourself a day, young man. Abram Liendo comes home to score, and it's 4-0 Red Sox. Bottom of the sixth inning, Salem has put points on the board in the second, third, and now the sixth. Carson Seamus stepping on in. Runner on first, one down, the first pitch. Misses outside, it's 1-0. Finally goes with an off-speed, does Anglin. First time tonight. He kicks and deals the 1-0 pitch. Check swing, this one hits off the, wow, right off the butt of his bat. That'll make it 1-1. As he kind of shows his frustration there, like, really. Unlucky. Your Carson Seamus. He had a hit back in the fourth. 1-1 finds the zone at the letters. 88, a little bit taken off there from Anglin. It's 1-2. Pitched a 4.48 ERA in 15 starts with the Tigers, did Anglin, in 76 innings. 1-2, this one poked. Coming on is Rodriguez from second. Throws to second in time, no play at first. So on a slow roller, they are able to get the force out over at second, and Seamus is aboard with a fielder's choice. There's not enough time to turn two. Back to the top of the order with two away for Cutter Coffee and the Red Sox. Runner on first. Coffee 0-for-3 tonight, a pair of ground downs and a swinging strikeout. The only strikeout of the night in comparison on the other side to Salem's 11. Pickoff attempt to first. Seamus is safe. First pitch to Coffee. Swing and a ripper. This one hit it on a one-hopper to Vasquez at short. Throw to second is there. They grab the force to end the inning. A well-hit ball, but right to a defender. Salem still adds a run in the bottom of six. It's 4-0 Red Sox. Top of the seventh, on tap for you after this. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. 4-0, the Red Sox on top of Columbia as we head to the top of the seventh in Salem. Brennan McNair, the designated hitter, with a hit tonight, ready to get us going. He's 1-for-2. First pitch finds the inside corner, 93 on the fastball from Caleb Bolden, the new arm out of the bullpen for the Salem Red Sox. Third one thrown tonight in total for Salem. 0-1 pitch. This is a breaking ball that misses just inside. Speed taken off at 82, and we're evened up at 1-1. Bolden, 6'2", 190 out of Texarkana, Texas. 24-year-old, drafted in the sixth round by Tampa Bay back in 2017 as the 1-1 finds the inside corner at 83 in the count now 1-2. Chose to go to college instead. Played his last year at TCU after transferring from Arkansas. 1-2, just outside on the fastball, and it's 2-2. Drafted the second time around after 4 years at Arkansas and an extra year at TCU in the seventh round by Boston in 2022. The 2-2 pitch to McNair. Breaking ball misses low, and it's 3-2 on a full count. Spent 4 years at Arkansas, was the Big 12 regular season champion with the Horned Frogs, though, at TCU in his final season. The payoff pitch. This one got him looking. Paints the upstairs outside corner at 93 on the fastball. 12th strikeout for the Red Sox tonight, combined as a staff, and it's the first one in the books for Caleb Bolden. How about that? Sets up David Holley, the right fielder, with one down, nobody on, the first pitch. Swing and a miss as it skips away from Ender Solira. Doesn't matter, it's 0-1 on a changeup that fooled Holley. Last season at TCU, Bolden, 5-2 record, 6.23 ERA, 23 appearances in 39 innings, the 0-1. This is just inside at 82, and it's 1-1. Gave up 37 hits. It's about almost a hit an inning, just a little less. 28 runs, 27 were earned. 3 homers, 19 walks, 46 strikeouts as a Horned Frog. The 1-1. Check swing, misses low and away. 2-1. So far this season, Caleb Bolden, 1-1. 2.93 on the ERA in 8 games. He has 1 save in 15 and a third. The 2-1. Swung on, fouled away into the seats in right. Right off the hands of a fan. 2-2 now the count with one down and nobody on. For David Holley. Advanced on an error back in the fifth. Hit into a ground out in the third. He is 0-2. Batting just 176 on the year. Two balls, two strikes, the pitch. Check swing, nearly hits Holley, it's in the dirt. And the count worked full on a fastball low. 25 strikeouts this year for Caleb Bolden coming in, make it 26. His last outing was against Fayetteville back on the 6th, on Saturday, the 2-2. Check swing, misses low and away. An appeal, and now the count full. Curious what they called before that. Should have been, I thought, a walk. According to the scoreboard, it was 3-2. Instead, now the count full. My apologies. And the payoff pitch misses inside, and now it is a full count walk for David Holley. Runner aboard with one down for the Fireflies. Back on the 6th against Fayetteville. 3 1/3 inning. Gave up 1 hit, 6 strikeouts, no runs, no walks. How about that? Good stuff out of Caleb Bolden on Saturday. 9-hole hitter Omar Florentino now. 2 strikeouts today. First pitch. Misses low and in. 85 on the changeup. 1-0. Florentino playing his first game of the series. Struggling mightily, batting nearly under 100 at 108. Check over to first, in safely. Untouched is Holley. beautiful night for baseball as the sun has completely set. The lights are on. Jam-packed crowd here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. One of the best we've seen all year. Firework Friday on top of it. 1-0. Oh, this just hit Florentino on the helmet. Oh, boy. He is still down. Shoot. You hate to see that. Wow. Yeah, that one just hit Florentino right on the head. Bolden frustrated. Florentino is down. Hey, folks, we're going to step aside here. Omar Florentino down. Hit by a fastball on the helmet. We'll step aside. We'll be back. This is Red Sox baseball. 4-0. Red Sox on top. Top of the seventh. Scary scene here in Salem. Omar Florentino hit on the head with a fastball. Appears to be okay. He is over at first. He's going to play. And he's aboard with a hit by pitch. Well, there's runners on first and second with one down. Top of the order for Gene Ramirez. First pitch finds the zone on a 93-mile-an-hour fastball outside corner. It's 0-1. Again, you could hear the thud of that right off the helmet from up here. Caleb Bolden on the mound for Salem. Everybody seems to be okay. The 0-1 misses low and in. Count now 1-1. What a day it's been of some new stuff, right? Salem dominating in strikeouts. 13 is a staff today. How about the hit category for Ender Solira? Here's the 1-1. It's the outside corner, 92 on that fastball. He's locating those fastballs well, besides the one that hit off the head of Florentino, and it's 1-2. Ender Solira on the other side for the Red Sox. 3-for-3 on the day in just his second game in Salem. 1-2 pitch. Joss misses inside at 93 on the gun. 2-2. Runners on first and second, and calling time here is Caleb Bolden as he steps off. This is a big spot because Salem up 4-0. Feels very much in the driver's seat, I would say. But Columbia can score runs with the best of them as the 2-2 flown foul. Stay at 2-2. With runners on first and second, two aboard. say you work a walk here, the bases are loaded, a hit would score at least one, maybe two. You know, Columbia could find themselves back into this game quickly. Can the pitching shut it down for Salem? The 2-2. Check swing. Gets away between the legs of Lira. Runner takes off. It was called strike three. Let's see if they call it after the drop, if he is safe, and I don't think they are going to. No. He took off for first. They didn't give it to him. Wonder what the call was instead. It was a check swing, so it should have been drop strike three. Curious as to how he is out, but regardless, both runners shift over. Holly and Florentino on third and second, respectively, after the pitch that went through the legs of Lira. So second and third, two down. Alessandro Rodriguez, 0 for 2 today. A walk, a strikeout, and a flyout. Second strikeout, by the way, for Caleb Bolden. 14 is a staff. First pitch misses, gets away from Lira. This will bring in a run. Holly crosses home plate. Florentino moves over to third, and looks like that on a wild pitch. Things are getting a little more interesting. Can the pitching shut the door? That is the question. A couple of wild pitches now from Bolden. One of them hit Florentino to have him aboard. Now he stands on third. Let's take a look across the organization here in Salem. Why not? First though, the 1-0. Misses outside on the fastball. It's now 2-0. Across the organization for the Red Sox. Obviously right here, it's a 4-1 ball game. Salem on top of Columbia, the best team in the South. 2-0 pitch. This is outside on a fastball. It's 3-0. Up in high A, Winston-Salem on top of Greenville. The drive trailing the dash, 5-3 in the bottom of the eighth. 3-0 pitch on the way. This is outside. Four-pitch walk, and there's runners on the corners with two outs. Lisandro Rodriguez works his second walk of the night. Here's Daniel Vasquez. Two strikeouts for him with a walk. Two outs, runners on first and third. Big spot here for Vasquez, who's hitless this evening. With bats .292 on the year. Up in double A, Portland. Top of the ninth with a big lead over the Somerset Patriots. They lead it 10-5. First pitch finds the zone at 82 on the changeup. It's 0-1. Then in AAA, end of the seventh, tied up at four is Worcester and Rochester. Time called by the field umpire here as there is a ball in left field somehow. Must have gotten away out of the bullpen. Thrown back into the bullpen by Alan Castro, and back to baseball we go. No balls and a strike with two outs and runners on the corners. Daniel Vasquez, righty on righty matchup, the 0-1. Check swing, misses outside, 1-1. Looks like it's going to be a good one. We'll keep you updated. A tie game between Worcester and Rochester. How about at the top of the organization? Boston Red Sox in a series opener with the St. Louis Cardinals. 1-1, misses outside, 2-1. Red Sox had off yesterday. They trail in the top of the seventh, 5-4. To one pitch. This is low and away. It's 3-1. Now all of a sudden, Bolden struggling to locate this fastball here. Taking a look at the box score up there in Boston. Alex Verdugo, 1-for-3. Yoshida, he is just a freak. 2-for-3. Another multi-hit game for Yoshida. The 3-1. Got the outside corner at 93, and it's full at 3-2. Multi-hit game for Casas as well. 2-for-3. Duran, who was just here in Salem in 2019, is 1-for-2. A hit for Valdez and Wong as well. 3-2. Foul into the seats in right. Pay attention. Count full. First and third, two down, 4-1 the lead for Salem. Can Bolden get out of the jam? From the belt. The wind, the fire. Swing and a chopper. Coming on is the shortstop, Ravello. Long throw to first is there. And it'll end the inning. 6-3 put out, ends it. Still 4-1. Fireflies get a run. Salem still able to slam the door. 4-1 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. Time to stretch in Salem. Bottom of seven here in Salem. It's a 4-1 lead for the Red Sox over the Columbia Fireflies. Salem looking for two wins in a row. Matt Gangland in his second inning of work, the former Clemson Tiger, pitches a first pitch called strike on a breaking ball that snaps down into the zone for Roman Anthony. Anthony 0-for-2 with a walk this evening, swings and fouls the 0-1, and it makes it 0-2. That time a fastball off the end of the bat. Roman Anthony out of Florida, went to Parkland High School, fouls one back to the netting, and he stays alive at 0-2. You look at what Anthony has done as of late, and he's had some tough games with some really impressive games. He skies one out to left towards the gap, going back towards the track, ranging for the catch is Ramirez for out number one. It's like he has a multi-hit game and then no hits. So on the 10th, he had one. On the 9th, he had two. How about against Fayetteville on the 7th, a 3-for-5 day? But before that, it was hitless in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games for Roman Anthony. We go to Alan Castro, the left fielder, first pitch. Fastball fired in there at 93, and it's 0-1. 4-1 Red Sox lead. Well, how did we get here? Two runs in the bottom of the second, a run in the bottom of the third, and a run in the sixth. Just in the last inning, a run was scored in the top of the seventh by Columbia. Half inning, I should say. 0-2 now to Castro. This one laced into left field, through for a base hit. A one-out single for Alan Castro here in the bottom of the seventh. 9 hits on the day for the Red Sox. Ravello digs in, the lefty. RBI single back in the third. Walked in his other two at-bats. You talk about quality at-bats. Luis Ravello can give you that. The first pitch. Swing and a ripper into right. This ball is down all the way towards the warning track. Alan Castro rounding third and heading home. It's an RBI stand-up double for Luis Ravello, his second hit of the night and his second RBI. 5-1 Red Sox on top. Castro scored all the way from first. What a night to be a Red Sox. Explosive offense as Ravello gives the Sox their 10th hit of the evening. They've out hit Columbia 10 hits to 1. First pitch is swung on and missed to Juan Chacon, 95 on the gun on a fastball high and away. Chacon has two hits in every game this series. Hitless though today, the 0-1. This one chopped. Routine over to Florentino from third. Hard throw to first, and it's there for the out. 0 for 3 now is Juan Chacon. Might have one more chance though. Here's Lionel James. Two away, it advances the runner to third in Luis Ravello. Lionel James ready to dig in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch to James. Upstairs on a fastball at 94, 1-0. Lionel James tonight, an RBI single back in the second. Secretly, here's the 1-0. Skied way high into the air, popped into foul territory towards the dugout, going back, dropping it is Florentino. Man, he should have had that. That looked like he should have had it. He was camping underneath it and then just lost it up in the lights at the last second. 1-1 now for James. James quietly going into yesterday was on a 5-game hitting streak, couldn't find one a day ago. Did walk, went 0-for-3 with a walk. Got back into the hit category tonight. So trying to start a new streak is Lionel James. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside. 2-1. Runner on third. Luis Ravello after his RBI double to bring Castro home. 2-1. The pitch. Misses outside. 3-1. Take a look at what Boston is doing right now. Still bottom of the seventh, trailing 5-4. 3-1 outside. It's a walk on five pitches for Lionel James. Runners on the corners, two away. Abram Liendo's had a stick tonight that can't be stopped. A hit in the second, scored a run. A hit in the sixth, scored. That time he was aboard as well. 2-for-3. Can he do some more? Runners on the corners. First pitch, righty on lefty. Breaking ball snaps down to the zone. It's 0-1. One pitch. Swing and a ripper. Sky high out at a right. Towards the wall. It is a one-hopper to the wall. Ravello scores. Coming home to score is James. And sliding in as it gets away, and now we'll pump the brakes and stay put, is Abram Liendo with a 2-RBI triple. Red Sox pouring it on. 7-1, Salem leads. Three-hit night for Abram Liendo. Well, here's Anderson Lira. 3-for-3 on the night. Just his second game here in Salem. First a mound visit. I don't believe it will be a call to the pen. It's not. It's just a conversation. Just 4 at-bats coming into tonight for Anderso Lira. Played on the 10th. Went 0-for-4. Tonight, a double on an RBI in the second. In the fourth, a single and another single in the sixth. He's got a runner 90 feet away. from the eighth run for the Red Sox. What does the young star have here? Ronald Rosario is called up to high A. Played for the Greenville Drive, which allowed Lira to come up from the Florida Complex League. Anderso Lira, runner on third, two away, the first pitch. Check swing, misses low and away, and it's 1-0. And 1-0 pitch. Check swing upstairs, missing high, 94 on the fastball. It's 2-0. Back Anglin still on the bump. The former Clemson Tiger kicks and deals, 2-0. Check swing, low and in, 3-0. Might walk Lira on four pitches. You got to think Lira, despite being 3-for-3, has the red light here. 3-0. The get me over strike is there at 94 on the fastball. It's 3-1. One of Lira's hits have come on Anglin. The 3-1. Swing and a fly ball foul. Seats in right. Ooh. Pay attention if you're out there. That's the thing with the packed ballpark. There's more targets for that ball when it gets into the sheets. Full count. Payoff pitch on the way. High and in, and it walks Lira as he spins off the plate and heads to first. 3-for-3 with a walk is Anderso Lira in his second game as a Salem Red Sox. Runners on the corners for the nine hole, Carson Seamus, who has a hit tonight as well. First, though, a mound visit, and this might, yes, a call to the bullpen. This is going to do it for Mac Anglin. So Columbia is going to make a call to the pen. 7-1 your score. Red Sox on top, bottom of the seventh. They continue to add insurance. They've put up a three-piece here in the seventh. 11 hits for the Red Sox compared to Columbia's one. Errors, though, defensively for the Sox. Two for the Fireflies. Well, as we diagnose the new arm out of the bullpen for the Fireflies, we'll say this is only their third arm so far tonight. Something you don't typically see. Both teams not necessarily going super, super deep. Samuel Valerio will get the call out of the pen. Valerio out of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. 21-year-old righty, 6'4", 230. Got that size. He's 1-0 on the year. A nothing-nothing ERA. He's appeared in six games. He's pitched eight innings with 14 strikeouts. Most recently, came in for two innings, gave up one hit. Two walks, but five strikeouts against Myrtle Beach on the seventh. Before that, he pitched again against Myrtle Beach back on the third, so he did have 3 days of rest in between. Went an inning, two strikeouts. So, not bad at all in a good closing pitcher that is Samuel Valerio coming in here in the bottom of the seventh. Red Sox have been hitting on everybody this series, but especially two really quality pitchers today. Hey, folks, good time to tell you. Actually, we're going to let Carson Seamus play this thing out before we let you know our ad read. Umpire calling time. Two down, runners on the corners for Carson Seamus, who has a hit back in the fourth inning tonight. Righty on righty. First pitch. Swing and a miss. 95 on the fastball, blown right past Seamus, and it's 0-1. Valerio from the belt kicks and deals the 0-1. Misses below the knees on a fastball in the dirt, and it's 1-1. Occupying third is Abram Liendo after his two RBI triple. Anderso Lira on first after working a walk. 1-1 to Seamus. Breaking ball outside, missing, and it's 2-1. Carson Seamus out of Fresno, California. Playing over at second tonight. Second time this year only that he's done that. The 2-1. Swung on, lifted way high into the air. Shallow left, just out of the infield. Going back, Vasquez. Camps underneath, makes the catch. That will retire the inning. Not before the Red Sox put up a three-piece in the bottom of the seventh. 7-1 your score. We go to the eighth after this in Salem. First pitch swinging for Brett Squires on a ground out over to first to begin the top of the eighth here in Salem. It's a 7-1 lead for the Red Sox on top of the Columbia Fireflies. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater with you this evening. Salem dominating this ball game, looking well in poise to take a 3-1 series lead. It would be two consecutive wins. New arm on the hill for the Red Sox, Raylan Perez. The fourth one tonight for Salem. The first pitch missing high and in, nearly hitting the Anmi Salon. It's 1-0. Salon 0-2 with a walk. Hitless so far this series. 1-0. Paints the inside corner on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's evened up at 1-1. Raylan Perez out of Santiago in the Dominican Republic, a 20-year-old, made his pro debut in the DSL back on June 5th, 2019. A swing and a miss here for Salon, makes it 1-2. Kind of a miss at the changeup. This is his first year in Salem for Perez. Up over the head, he deals the 1-2. It misses high and away, and we're evened up at 2-2. Perez kicks and deals the 2-2. Fastball, got him looking. Two away. Backwards K for Raylan Perez. So far this season, Raylan Perez, a 9.75 ERA, has appeared in seven games, pitched 12 innings, has 11 strikeouts. Last outing was against Fayetteville. went 2 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 3 earned runs. Not his best stuff. Levi Usher looks in strike one. And the 0-1 finds the zone again, and the count now 0-2, back-to-back called strikes. Usher struggling today, 0-3, hitless in the series. 0-2. Misses high and away on a fastball at 93. It's 1-2. Getting to the softer part of the order here if you're the Fireflies. It's a strong start, and it kind of tails off. The 1-2. Misses below the knees, 2-2. The pitching has been there for the Red Sox today. 2-2. Jack swing. They'll say he goes. That'll end the inning. Back-to-back strikeouts from Raylan Perez. Quick work. Bottom of the eighth after this. Red Sox look to add some insurance after this break on MILB TV. Salem looking to add some more insurance here in the bottom of the eighth. They lead it over Columbia 7-1. Top of the order, Cutter Coffey ready to get us going. Samuel Valerio enters now his first full inning of work after coming in for Mac Engman, the third arm so far tonight for the Fireflies as he deals a first pitch called strike. Inside corner, 96 on the gun. It's 0-1 for Coffey. Coffey 0-4 on the day as the 0-1's on the way. Swing and a miss way out in front of that changeup. 0-2. Yeah, he fooled him with that one. Cutter was swinging and that was quite early. Calling time here. Home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt. I think he just called Cutter Coffey out. Wow, he just called him out on a pitch clock violation. Took too much time to get set in the box. That is unfortunate. It'll go in as a strikeout. All right. Well, you don't see that every day. Here's Roman Anthony. There's one down. 7-1 lead for the Sox, the first pitch. Misses outside on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 1-0. Anthony tonight walked in the first. He's gone 0-3 besides that with 2 groundouts and a flyout. The 1-0. Misses outside, 2-0. Salem without Miguel Blase tonight. Was injured yesterday. Not placed on injured reserve. Here's the 2-0. Misses inside, 3-0. Called day to day. He was kind of due for a rest day, so that could have something to do with it, but he's called day-to-day after going out and being taken out of yesterday's game with an injury. 3-0 pitch. Misses low and in. 4-pitch walk. Roman Anthony aboard at first. One away. Sets the table for Alan Castro, coming off the heels of a single in the seventh. He walked back in the third. 1-for-3 on the day with a walk. He scored twice. Righty on lefty matchup. The first pitch. First pitch swinging on an 84-mile-an-hour changeup. Castro was out in front, and it's 0-1. The pitching for the Salem Red Sox, I cannot say enough about. Folks, they have been lights out. The 0-1 pitch outside in the count now 1-1. They have given up one hit as a staff. They have struck out 16 batters tonight. Unbelievable. 1-1 to Castro. Misses inside. Breaking ball. Not enough, and it's 2-1. On top of the 16 batters struck out, they've only walked five. They've given up one run. It was earned, and there was one hit. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. It gets away from Salone. It's going to be a free bag for Roman Anthony as he takes second on a wild pitch. Rare you see a wild pitch swung on. Evens it up at 2-2. Wonder what's going on across the Carolina League. Columbia trailing right now to Salem, 7-1. 2-2 to Castro. Breaking ball, got him looking, hooked right back down into the zone. Two away. Two strikeouts in the inning for Valerio. Fredericksburg and Carolina going at it. End of the eighth. Carolina on top, 6-3. Charleston and Augusta. It's a 5-3 lead for Charleston over the Green Jackets in the bottom of the fifth. Lynchburg and Myrtle Beach. The Hillcats up 4-3 in the top of the ninth. First pitch. Breaking ball. Drops into the zone. It's 0-1. For Luis Ravello. Kannapolis on top of Fayetteville, 4-1 in the top of the ninth. 0-1 pitch to Ravello. Breaking ball, snaps in again, same pitch, it's 0-2. And Delmarva beat down East earlier today, 7-2 the final. 0-2 to Ravello. Check swing, got him looking. Same pitch again. Three strikeouts in the inning for Samuel Valerio, doing all that he can to give the Fireflies a chance in the top of the ninth. 7-1, Red Sox on top. Columbia got their work cut out for them as we go to nine here in Salem after this. Top of the ninth here in Salem. 7-1, Red Sox on top. Looking to win it. Would be two straight. and it's been dominant pitching all the way throughout. The 1-0 pitch to Brennan McNair. This is inside, and the count now 2-0. McNair tonight singled in the third, popped out in the fifth, struck out in the seventh. The 2-0 pitch finds the heart of the plate, 91 on the fastball. It's 2-1. Same pitcher on the bump. Raylan Perez enters now his second inning as he deals another strike, and the count evens up at 2-2. Infield playing in on the right side, the oppo side, the 2-2. Got him looking. 84 on the changeup. Wow. Strikeout number 17 as a staff tonight. Are you kidding me? This is unbelievable. One away. Fireflies down to their final two outs. There's David Holly. First pitch to Holly. Swing and a miss. 84 on the changeup. 17 strikeouts as a staff. Here's the 0-1. Misses inside. It's 1-1. They've walked five, struck out 17, only giving up one hit, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Got him with the fastball. 7-8-9 is who's up right now in the 8-hole with David Holly. The stretch, up over the head. The 1-2, check swing, he went. Strikeout number 18 for the Red Sox. Back-to-back K's for Raylan Perez. And the Sox are dealing, folks. Nine-hole Omar Florentino, the first pitch. Right over the heart of the plate at 93, and it's 0-1. Perez kicks and deals 0-1. Just outside, low and away, 88. Took a little bit off that one, and it's 1-1. Well, Boston at the bottom of the eighth has taken a 6-5 lead over St. Louis up in the bigs. The 1-1 pitch inside, 2-1. Been a 2-for-3 night for Yoshida up there in Boston. Back at Fenway, the 2-1. This is inside, 3-1. Raylan Perez looking to slam the door shut. Florentino ahead in the count, 3-3. Perez in the wind, the 3-1. Swing and a miss, the count worked full. Blew the fastball by him. Columbia down to their final strike. Perez kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strikeout number 19 as a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it 7-1. They give up just one hit in the entire ball game. Pure domination by the Red Sox tonight. 11 hits, 7 runs, 19 strikeouts. One run and one hit allowed. Unbelievable, unconscious effort by the Red Sox pitching staff. Jedickson Paez, Luis De La Rosa, Caleb Bolden, and Raylan Perez all take a bow. Unbelievable. And red hot bats as well. Ender Solira went 3-for-3 with a walk. Abram Liendo went 3-for-4 with a 2-RBI triple in the seventh. I mean, just all across the board. Pure domination from Salem. We'll see you again tomorrow night. 6:05 first pitch tomorrow. Salem takes a 3-1 series lead. An opportunity to officially win the series tomorrow night. Saying so long for now, though, for everyone in the broadcast booth to my right, Stephen Langdon and company. I'm Giovanni Heater. Tonight from Salem, 7-1 the final. The Red Sox win it. And we'll see you tomorrow.